Now open, Riverhead Building Supply's new masonry location in Mattituck. We've got pavers, wallstone, bluestone, natural stone, and recycled concrete aggregate with delivery to both forks. Visit us at 7055 Main Road, Mattituck. Open Monday to Saturday.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them? It is officially Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Or well, October. I mean, yeah. Same thing.
Spooky season.
I know we usually dress up on Fridays, and right. Today is a Friday, but we kind of forgot that it was October, and so we're going to switch it to Mondays.
I mean,
now.
We didn't really forget. We have our costumes, most of them, at least, but I had already curled my hair, and I really just did not calculate the days, and let's just say the next costume I don't need to have my hair curled for. So it'll be fun. It's good times. I'm excited for it, but yeah, now you can look forward to costumes on Monday, and then spooky shirts or whatever theme on Fridays.
Yeah, even though I will say I have worn this shirt on just like a normal
you
day,
have.
I think, before.
Yeah, I recognize
but
it.
But it has skeleton hands, so it really could go either way.
Mine is a Wicked Witch of the West shirt, Margaret Hamilton, and it's kind of fitting, you know, with the green background. So, very exciting.
Today's episode is a little scary at some points.
Oh, okay.
It feels appropriate.
I love that. Normally, I know what's going on. I think now there's been some stuff in my life that I'm like, Lily, can you help? You know, can you do the topics? Because I just can't deal with life right now. And so then I don't know. I kind of like that and I kind of don't. You know what I mean? I don't like being surprised very much.
Yeah, these are interesting topics. I told Jesse I might have to do some updates for potentially both of them. I guess, shall we just dive in?
Oh, yes. Please.
We can start by just watching the video from Positively Paige. I really don't know much about her other than she was involved with the Queen team.
Yes, I did know that. I'm not familiar with her content and I've never followed her, but somehow she came up enough on my For You page that I bought her collab with Kaylin and Kaylin Pickles. It was a honey mustard pickle.
Is that a pickle brand?
Yes. And the pickle was named, I mean, it was already their honey mustard pickles and she had tried them on camera with her husband, which I guess is a whole thing that she does. She does like taste tests, but she collabed with them to do like a honey I'm home pickle, and it's like her, like an outline of her with her husband. It was cute. Anyway, I love their pickles, and anybody who says they don't like them, because I've seen that bullshit, just doesn't like honey mustard. Okay, so then why'd you buy the pickle? Okay, I have questions.
Yeah, I've never tried flavored pickles, really.
Delicious.
I do love pickles.
I religiously
though.
Buy the spicy honey mustard pickles from Kaylin and Kaylin, and they are always sold out because they're literally delicious. So that's how I know Positively Paige. Fun fact. Do we know them? I guess.
Interesting. Well, yeah, I don't really know anything about her other than she was in the Queen team, I guess, and is potentially like messy adjacent.
Queen team is like mom talk, right? We've talked about them, like the Mormons or no?
No, it was like what the people that bullied Cody.
But are they not Mormon?
No.
Oh, where did I get that they were Mormon?
They're moms, but
okay,
not
got it.
Mormon moms.
All right.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was just like a mom group that they all
oh, like
Bunny
Hadea
videos.
And stuff like that.
Was she in it too?
I don't know, actually.
It was like the people that we talked about with the Janet. It's a lot of Janet's clients, honestly.
Oh. Fun. Okay. Is this episode safe?
I don't know. Okay. A little dangerous.
Perfect.
It's a little dangerous. Great. For a few reasons, actually.
Great.
But apparently this person who will let her describe, because I guess Paige's video is the most recent to like go viral about this, but this person that she's going to be discussing has, I guess, stalked slash harassed slash bullied like 30 creators.
Oh no, it's about to be 32.
Right, I know. And like makes like snark pages and like spreads
well,
a bunch of lies about people.
I don't want to say this because I really don't really want to deal with that, but I've dealt with worse. I'll just say that. I've dealt with
but
way worse.
Might as well not invite
her. No, I don't want her.
More.
I don't want her to come. Listen, Queen, you just do your thing with your 30 friends over there that you're harassing. You no need to come over here. But I've dealt with some crazies on the internet.
I guess this is the video that's like going viral right now. So if we want to just start with
this
and
I
then
sent
we can
you? I did know about it, like the premise. I didn't even finish it, but I saw it on my phone.
I had
page.
No idea any of these other people were involved until our researcher sent me the doc. And I was like, I know a lot of these names.
I feel like I might throw up. Heart is literally pounding. But we're going to talk about how for nearly the last 3 years, it'll be 3 years next summer. So it's technically been a little over 2 years now. I have been cyber stalked and bullied and talked really, really poorly about by multiple people, but one specific that is named Marjorie, but she prefers to go by Sterling, so that's what I will call her during this whenever I talk to you about.
Would you call your stalker by their preferred name. Because I'll be like, so Marjorie. Maybe I'm just too much of a bitch.
You mean Janet?
Literally. I will not call you by your preferred name if you harass me. Thank you very much. That's very positively Paige of her, some would say.
Sterling does not like me. And that's okay. You don't have to like me. That's not even why I'm making this video. And I do want to make something very clear. Sterling, she is disabled. And she is either partially deaf or fully deaf. I'm not fully aware. But I do know that she is deaf. And I just want to make it very, very abundantly clear that this has nothing to do with her disability. If she was completely able-bodied with no disabilities and she was still bullying me, I would still be upset with her. Right. She has kind of turned a victim card
here to claim that
people that are coming out to speak against her, because there's multiple creators coming out to speak up to say that she's been part of their hate or their snark pages, that they're targeting her because she is deaf. And that's not true. You're not even being targeted. This wouldn't even be happening if you didn't decide to make it your full-time job to incite hatred against people. Please know that has absolutely nothing to do with this. I know I'm going to get the why even make a video? Why even bring attention to it? That's obviously what she wants. Well, for a long time, you guys, I thought that if I ignored it and that I pretended like it wasn't there and I just blocked, I didn't even respond. Like if I just pretended like they weren't there, that they would eventually get bored and go away. But she doesn't. She doesn't. It doesn't matter.
What are your thoughts on that? Because I don't believe that by blocking and ignoring it, that means they go away. But I do think to a certain extent, when you don't give these people power, they don't exist in your world. Like your perception is everything. There are hundreds, if not thousands of people who despise us greatly with a full-time capacity. Okay. Like literally just do it all day, every day. That's none of my business. That's just like something that, and I mean, I don't know. Let me hear the extent of it. Of course, I want to know what she's done. Obviously, if she's like intruding on your safety or your life or your home in any way, like that's awful. But as far as these people, like, I'm just like, they don't go away. You just don't give them that power anymore. Like, yeah, they can make 1,000 accounts. Every time they show up, you're like, hey, Marjorie. Bye, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Or stop reading comments. That's my personal choice.
That's the thing, is I think these are also a lot of creators that have like very active snark Reddits that are like, you know, like the girl we covered on the Patreon that was dating the guy, like how people are just really mean for no reason. But I think that this person takes it to like a new level and then like enlists the help of other people, and like they're just really dedicated. So it's like you can try and ignore it, but it, like, I guess they spread a lot of like lies about them. I do think another aspect to it though is that we talk about like other people, and like the criticisms are like, yes, on our opinions, but it's not as much on like our life, you know.
Sometimes.
to a certain extent. Yeah. But like, it's not as like as much welcoming in as much as these people who are.
Bro,
just
nah. Like, people have talked about my kids and shit. People have talked about my whole entire life. No, I disagree.
For sure. But I think they would times 10 if you were making content that also
that was
had
about
your
like, here's a day in my life.
Like,
yeah. They would have more to talk about for sure. Like, exactly. Oh, Jessie got groceries and this is what she bought, because she showed us that. 100%. I do get that for sure.
So I think there is just like a just amount that there is probably being talked about.
And it feels
more
like self, like, oh my God, this is all
like
about me,
if
and
they
despise
just like
me.
Didn't like our opinion on something and they might be bitching about it. It's like, okay, well, sorry,
that's our opinion
on
it.
Like it. But it's like people will criticize like everything they do.
I get that.
In a personal way.
And I really do not want it to look like I'm like, but what about us? Like, I'm literally trying to relate to her. And honestly, like, if she was watching this just to be like, this is what I do because this is the only way I've found to exist on the internet.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, unfortunately, I do think it gets to that point for a lot of creators where you're just like, let me do the work, do whatever I need to do. And then I'm going to go live my life separate from that. I'm not going to ingest people's opinion about me. It's not in my interest. Yeah. Which sucks, because there's so many supportive comments, and I know that because you'll show them to me. You know what I mean? Like, I do know there's so many amazing people,
and it sucks to not want to read comments, because then you don't get to read the positive ones, and you don't get to get like the feedback you actually want to see, because you're too focused on the feedback that you don't want to see that you have to just cut it all out. So I get it. And especially if you're making content about your life, and especially on TikTok, I think that they do read more comments.
TikTok is,
and people are just like mean on TikTok.
No, it's the worst. That totally makes sense to me. Like, I do not read our TikTok comments, surprise. We got really bad ones.
Well, when the men found the Elizabeth Teckenbrock one.
Yeah, that one was separate. I prefer those over like, oh my God, I haven't seen Jessie in a million years. Why did she eat her past self? Okay. Like literally TikTok is a hellhole. So like, yeah, but I don't really read those. Aged
20 years.
Yeah. Like it's just the fucking worst. So I can definitely presume that she probably experiences it way worse. But even on that Patreon episode of that girl, dude, mm-hmm. those people have no fucking lives.
This is the epitome of that, I guess, where it's like she also, I guess, was a mod for some people. So I think she was like infiltrating. Like that's she what was it is. Too, she's gotten too close to things.
The ex mod scorned. A tale as old as time, of course. No, yeah, no, well, that makes sense.
And also, it's funny, I just mentioned Elizabeth Teckenbrock because she gets named as one of the people that this person went after. And I was like, well she's maybe, fine.
I told you, bullying is okay sometimes.
I feel like it's what's the difference between criticism and right. bullying? There's a line. I do think that some people deserve some criticism that they would perceive as bullying.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't think that that's the case for most of these people. And I do think it sounds like she's gone too far. I will say we don't have a ton of like hard examples of all of it, which does make me feel a little weird just because I'm like, okay, well, if there's so much, then like
show us.
Yeah, like why haven't we seen it? But a lot of them have like filtered comments and like also the accounts get deleted or like stuff like that. So I think it's harder to track down.
But the creators would have screenshots.
But some of them like say they like don't even want to show them. They'll give examples of stuff she was saying. Just let's keep watching.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You know, I was fat and she wanted to make sure that I knew that I was fat to her. And I was freshly postpartum. I just had my daughter. I was the biggest that I had ever been in my entire life. And she wanted me to know. So what happened? I started to struggle with food and I started to work out and I got real obsessed with it and then I got very sick and then I got skinny again. I must have taken Ozempic, and if I say I didn't take Ozempic, well then I'm a liar about that, just like she says I'm a liar about having a miscarriage whenever I was 18. That's the craziest freaking thing you could ever say to a human. You have no idea what you did to me whenever you said that, whenever you incited that hate against me.
I don't want to stop her in her own fucking story. I'm just like, God, I almost hope that she's watching this because it's like she's talking out of her ass. Like she is literally trying to get this reaction out of you and it doesn't mean anything. Like people have told me that I am the worst shit you've ever fucking heard. And all I do is know that I'm not those things. And it's just like, okay, yeah. Weirdo, like, bye. I'm sorry. I can't give those people any power over me. It's like, I could read a whole dissertation and I have a few of them. You know, they like the essays and I just don't resonate with it. You know what I mean? And I get it's hard and it's like a new experience, especially I don't know how new of an influencer she is. Maybe she hasn't been around that long. It's been like we're two old hags on the internet.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I think most of them are like the people that have been targets of this girl are mostly TikTokers. So they relatively couldn't have new. Been on the internet that long. Yeah.
Yeah. You build that skin to know that these people don't. How would she know that you faked a miscarriage? You know what I mean? Like, obviously she doesn't.
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah. She's just being a nasty bitch. So.
And you gain this following and someone's saying that and then that gains traction and then other people think it. And like, you just, I get
well, all of you can smell like each other's fart in a circle. You know what I mean? Like you guys make no fucking sense. Bye. I do totally. And I'm not saying this from a place of like, she needs to get over it. I'm saying this, like, yeah. If she was my friend, I'd be like, these people are literal fart sniffers. Like you cannot give them this power. And it hurts me to see her so hurt about it because it's like, she didn't know you when you were 18. Are you joking? That's insane.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, how would she even possibly know? Wouldn't. Like, it's ridiculous to even insinuate that. But also, back to like, not to victim blame and like focus on why she's letting it get to her. Why do people do that?
Do what?
Make shit like that up.
Oh, I have a few ideas.
It's crazy. And I feel like we are at a place in the internet where that isn't uncommon, that people are like trying to like do deep dives and figure that shit out.
You know what I think? And this is a crazy hot take maybe, but I think that all of these people who come up with like wild theories and then again they all sniff each other's farts and they're like, oh my God, yes, of course, that's exactly what it is, you crack the code. I think they are all Emery Binghams who did not gain influence. They are all the people who lied in fucking school and pretended their foot was broken so they could have crutches.
So it's like they would be saying all of this, like they would be making up stuff about their own life 100%. And like trying to involve themselves in the narrative, but no one cares, so they have to do it about other
correct
people.
Bingo. My theory, of course, I don't know for sure. Again, I do think there's 100% valid criticisms, not only about any influencer, like that includes myself. I think that there's valid criticisms of myself. I have a long digital footprint and I'm not proud of all of it, but there's a specific brand that I'm speaking about, which seems like this girl, where it's like, oh, we're taking it to the umpteen fucking level right now. This is getting too wild.
I get not liking someone. I get like, we love to laugh, have a little kiki about things that we love might be criticizing.
100%.
But that isn't the same as like, it's like an obsession that people have.
We don't hate the people we cover. Down. Not all of them.
No. No, that's, we could hate some of the stuff they do, but like, exactly. Honestly, at the end of the day, we're not that affected by it.
You know what it is more than not being affected by them? It's that we literally have lives besides just caring about what these people do. We can have like a passionate moment and be like, this person's like really frustrating. I can't believe they did this. I'm not going to go to sleep thinking about that. I'm not going to join their snark Reddit. I'm not going to start talking to other people because I want other people to validate my hate for this person. It just, I think personally that environment is super toxic. I invite anybody who's a part of a snark Reddit, any snark Reddit, and I'm not saying those people might not be worthy of criticism, but I do invite people, a part of snark Reddits, to look within and be like, why do I like it so much when other people validate my criticism of this person?
Well, and that's the thing. It's like, it has become kind of like an accepted culture on the 100%. Internet now to like just obsessively hate someone.
Yeah.
And I do wonder like, why?
Yeah. 100%.
There's people that I definitely don't like, but I then don't watch them.
Instant invalidation of the things that I have been through is sickening to me. The bullying, the body shaming. Even now I'm considering thinking about you. I'm considering your feelings and how it would feel to know that you made me hate myself so much. Don't, and the things that you said in those filtered comments that you know that you left. You made me feel like I wasn't worth being here anymore. And in fresh postpartum, Starling, I felt like my kids and my husband deserved better because you made me believe that. That is a freaking sick thing to do to somebody and to be proud of. Can't say that I could ever understand, but you know what? Maybe that's the difference in me and you. You incite hate and enjoy bullying people, and I just want to spread positivity and hope and let people know that they're not alone. The light inside of me disturbs the dark inside of you. And I won't pretend to understand, Starling, because you are literally nearly twice my age.
She's old? That's... Holy shit, I didn't see that coming.
No, but we've talked about... I don't want to get into details, but we've talked about people that we found out that were significantly older than they should have been to be saying the things and doing the things that they were.
Yeah, this may be kind of fucked up, but that's... twice as crazy. Like, if you're twice the age, it's twice as crazy to me. Because she's what, like in her 30s or like 28, right? Maybe?
I don't know.
God bless. Queen. I don't know. You're 25? I don't know.
You look great.
But yeah, you know, you look wonderful. But yeah, like if she's in her 40s, like let's say she's 25. She's 50.
That's wild. If someone was calling me out like this, I would just like cease to exist as a person.
Oh, no, that's not how these people work, mama. No.
Yeah.
Why not just block her and move on? Because you can't. It doesn't matter how many times you block this person. They will come back over and over and over again. It does not matter. I know I'm a creator. I know I put my life online. I know that some people are not going to like me, but that does not mean that I deserve to be bullied and harassed and stalked online every single day. No matter what I do, no matter what platform I post on, she is there. Genuinely, what I want is for you to just leave me alone. Just leave me alone. Stop trying to diminish who I am just because there is something inside of you that hates me so much. Because I've never done anything to you. Nothing. I've never hurt you. And if I did, I never did intentionally. I don't even know you. Leave me alone. This is not okay. And I really thought that being quiet maybe would just, you could get your rocks off and then you would leave me alone, but you're not. Please. Leave me alone.
Damn, she really transforms into a makeup look was beat down to the gods, girl. I have to say,
I kind of stopped paying attention that she was doing her makeup. And then by the end, I was like, oh,
I know,
wow,
she put on the lip. I'm like, damn. No, obviously, that's fucking terrible.
And I think it is like, again, she isn't showing a bunch of examples, but she talked about some more generally. And I've experienced someone that has sent me a lot of messages and stuff. And I chose not to block them when they resurfaced after I had blocked them once. And I don't block anyone.
I've blocked a few people, but it's like, you went too far, bucko. You know what I mean? But then also, like, if you're back 5 minutes later, get blocked again. You want to do this till next week? Fine. I won't see it probably because then I get off Instagram for like a week. And then when I come back, you get blocked again, bucko. And if you're doing it on Twitter, I won't see it. So go do it over there, actually.
Well, that's, I haven't been on Twitter in a long time. But that's not like how I feel about like telemarketers. I'll start getting calls and I block them. And then it's like a new number pops up and I'm like, oh, weird, block.
That's literally, but annoying. I don't feel like great dread it. About it. I'm just like, ugh. She's back. You know what I mean?
Next person that's involved here is Mama Todd.
God damn it, Ophelia. You make it into every story.
We haven't really talked about her that much, other than she pops up in a lot of stories where she probably shouldn't want to be.
I will say, listen, I think that Mama Todd is a nice person. I don't think she's like a bad person at all.
I don't have like anything specific other than she has involved herself in situations that I'm like,
but you know why? Like, she self-admittedly talks about how she really, really loves drama. And that is, I mean, hello, if people didn't love it, we wouldn't have a job. So I do get it. Like, and I am that way myself. I watch commentary. I watch drama channels. Like, I like that in the same way I like reality TV. It's not my drama. It's other people's drama. It's a fun time. So, yes, you know, but
I'm more referring to, like, for example, the Dr. Kenny situation.
Well, you know, that's a bad one. That's her worst.
Where it's like,
say.
There's been a few like that where it's like, maybe we should have done something for sure to not be involved there. Yeah,
I agree.
She pops up a lot. She's involved in some drama, but never like directly. It's always like she's like drama adjacent. And I think she's a client of Janet.
No, yeah. Those are all bad things. I will say something good about her is, for instance, there's this man, Matt Blackstock, that I knew from Vine. He is an autistic adult. He's super sweet. And every year he goes to the Cheer Awards and he takes a picture with Mama Tot. And he says that she's very sweet to him and is very kind. And I have no doubt that she's like not in the streets punching people in the face. You know what I mean?
I don't think she's some like, she turns the camera off and she's some monster. No. But I think a lot of people do say that.
Yeah, I mean, her snark red is probably on fire.
I don't think
it's
exists
all in
anymore. I think Jana got it taken down, actually.
Oh, you know what? She kind of slayed
allegedly,
on that.
I believe.
Not all of them does it for the views. Some of it just do it for the pain, suffering, hurt that they put on innocent people. Pull up, buttercup, because this one's going to be a doozy. Now you're probably thinking, Mama Tot, what the hell are you doing? Well, I'm being a voice for people that haven't felt the strength to be a voice for themselves. So before we get started, I would like to mention a few people to you. Growing with Kelsey, Positively Paige, myself included, Nadia Okomo, I hope I pronounced that correctly, Teal Kelly, Emily Kaiser, I'm thinking of you, Tara's World, Brittany Jade, Katie Pachetsky. We remember. Now, what do all these creators have in common, you ask? Well, one person. Let's call her Shaggy.
Not Janet. Oh, I was going to say, are they all represented by her? I think I used to follow
genuinely,
Katie Pachetsky,
when she was saying
actually.
That, I was like, maybe two people.
Yeah.
But then I thought to myself, no, I don't think she's got a care in the world for anybody. Maybe not even herself. Now, for 3 years, one person, Shaggy, if you didn't guess, has did nothing but stalk, bully, harass, entice hate, tell lies, do anything and everything in their little power in the state of Oregon to traumatize everybody. Now, for one thing, if you take a look at all of these content creators, they seem to have a lot in common. All right, let's go over a few things. They've lost a loved one. They're vulnerable. They went through some things, a divorce, postpartum, all those things. As most of us know, abusers typically look for the vulnerable ones.
I mean, do you think that's what they all have in common?
I don't know. And that's, I don't know enough about most of them.
I used to follow Katie Pachetsky and I've, you know, but Positively Paige's Pickles. That's pretty much all I know here. But I don't think content wise, even they're all the same.
One Perfectly Kelsey, I know, has had.
Okay, her, that's sure a different story. She live streams her butthole if they would let her. Okay, she's like always, she's like the Jason Nash but reverse. No, she's her and her husband.
Well, I've just
both.
Seen the stuff with Cody and like some of the stuff.
Yeah, she's
I've
just
seen
always
after
on
that
live
it was
with
like
her kids.
It was not good. I know that she's like had some stuff in her life, so I feel like maybe that's what she's referring to. I don't know if it's as much what Mama Tot's saying as much as it is just like they put their personal lives online. And
yeah, unfortunately, these people are looking for some people to fuck with, and you guys are the people they found. I don't think that necessarily people that snark on people, I mean, not always. Maybe some people look for vulnerabilities and stuff. But I think the main reason is just like, I don't like that. Let me go talk to other people about how I don't like that. And then it just becomes a snowball.
And also, I think it's less of like targeting people that are vulnerable in the sense that you're looking for that, and more that they are vulnerable, so they're sharing a lot.
Right. Okay.
Now, I'm going to give a trigger warning for this, because what I'm about to read to you might upset you a great deal. And if it does, I apologize for that. And if it doesn't, that's good. I don't want it to hurt you. I just want to give a glimpse into some of the things that are said to us on a daily basis. A comment to Positively Paige. You know her, the one that's only shows up to make us laugh and show us fancy charcuterie boards, how to make them, and being a mom, and life is hard sometimes. That Positively Paige? Yeah. This is what Shaggy said to her. You should just unalive yourself to make the world a whole lot better. You're fat. You're lazy. That's why your mom walked out of your life anyway.
Yeah, it's fucked up, obviously.
That's yeah, insane. It's like, what do you, that isn't criticism. That's just like, what the fuck are you saying?
Yeah, in my head, and it may be a defense mechanism I built up over time, I will say. But like, in my head, it just repels that. And it's like, okay, weirdo. Like, what the fuck? Like, that has nothing to do with anything. You don't know her fucking mom. You don't know her, the situation. You weren't there.
Yeah.
But I obviously know how if anybody were to say anything about any of our parents, it would piss me off. But at the same time, I'm like, you never met my mom, bitch. Like, you know what I mean?
Do you remember there was a time I talked about my dad being an alcoholic and they said that I was probably the reason?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, that's how that works.
Yeah. But it's also like, last time I remember, you weren't peeping in through a window. How the fuck would you know, you idiot? Like, it's just so annoying. It was annoying.
Like a lot of weird assumptions that are very similar to this, where it's like, I'm sorry, who are you? Yeah. Like, who says that?
But it's
like,
usually
what's wrong with you?
People who are either mentally ill or so deep down the dark fucking rabbit hole of the internet that they don't know how to see straight anymore.
Like, when I got that, it was such a rare one-off thing,
right?
That it like did catch me so off guard, because I was like, what the fuck? But imagine if you were getting that
all the time. But what if it's the same weird bitch? I'd be like, oh, just Marjorie.
But you don't know though. Like, if she's making a bunch of accounts.
Oh, I just assume they're all Marjorie. I'd be like, okay, Marjorie or her weird two friends. Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But like,
you have to get to that place.
I don't know how widespread this was, but like, I get that that would be like a lot to weigh on you if getting it constantly from
a lot
of people.
Do not get me wrong. I 100% get how this is so fucked up and nobody should have to put up with this. But at the same time, I do hope, like, if Positively Paige was watching this, that I would hope that she would hear me say, like, you have to get to that point where you say, like, hi Marjorie, you fucking freak. Like, you would have to get to that point, because that is the only thing that disarms them. The only armory they get is what you give them. It breaks my heart to see Paige in her video just being like, this is my like hope to like ask her to stop. I wish I was friends with her to just be like,
she's not gonna do it.
No, this like makes her horny. Like, it literally, like, these people like really like this.
Before we go any further, we have a word from our sponsor, ZocDoc.
If you don't already know, ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare high-quality in-network doctors and click to instantly book an appointment.
It's super easy. You just go on and you can search your insurance, your location, and what doctor you need to see. And then it comes up with a bunch of options and it has their schedule listed out and you can book the appointment straight from the app.
And remember that doctor's appointment that you were supposed to make a while ago, just like me, when I was pushing back my OBGYN appointment for literal years? Do not do that.
Me and the dentist.
But then maybe you get sidetracked, you completely forget about it, and then before you know it, it's too late. With ZocDoc, you can book in-network appointments with more than 100,000 doctors across literally every specialty, from mental health to dental health, primary care, urgent care, and more. And you can even filter those doctors to see who takes your insurance, or if you don't know which doctor you need to see, you can check by symptoms, which is really helpful.
And the appointments are usually available within 24 to 72 hours, which is super clutch, because I feel like doctors usually are like, oh, we have an appointment in 3 months.
And then all the doctors also have reviews from verified patients, so it really helps you find the perfect doctor for you.
So stop putting off those doctor's appointments and go to ZocDoc.com/DWKT to find and instantly book a top-rated doctor today.
That's COCDOC.com/GWKT, ZocDoc.com/GWKT. And thank you so much to ZocDoc for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
And I have to imagine it comes, because otherwise I just have zero clue how you would get to the point that you're saying that kind of stuff to someone and like
not feeling remorse.
Think it's, yeah, and that you think it's okay.
Yeah.
That they feel like that about themselves. Like, they feel
100%.
Like, for example, like, I don't, what did she say about her mom? Like, that's
why her mom walked out.
So it'd be like, maybe her parents walked out and she feels like it was her fault. And then she's projecting that onto other people, which, like, still, that's so weird to me.
And even if it's not that directly projected, it's definitely like, I'm not gonna believe for a second that Marjorie's like slaying at life and laying
really
her head down and just living the best life. And that if I were to see her life, I'd be like, oh my god, Marjorie, like, can we switch? Like, you have such a cool life.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm sorry.
No, 100. I mean, no. Anyone that has the time to dedicate to hating people, and like, again, this isn't like one person. This, I guess we're gonna watch someone else that says it's like upwards of 30 creators that she has dedicated to just like
Marjorie's good
full-time
time
job is hating them. A lot of time.
Oh, yay. This one's for me. Yeah, that's why her son died, because she didn't even raise him. You know what? These bozos.
Like, that's
time.
Fucking
honey,
crazy.
My children are grown. Ask them yourself who raised them, honey.
But that's the thing. It's like, you don't know who raised them, bitch, do you? Because you weren't there. So it's just, it's always going to come back to that, where they're just saying the nastiest thing their brain can think of. They're not actually like somebody that knows you saying that to you. So I think it's hard to differentiate it. But yeah.
Leaving an evil footprint on the internet by telling someone that their son deserved to die. I just want to remind you, Shaggy, that these horrible things that you were saying to Paige to unalive herself just 3 months after she gave birth to her baby girl and she's in the midst of her postpartum that she shared on her platform. That's what you said. I was going to, but I can't even find it in my soul to read the things that Shaggy said about Emily Kaiser.
Oh, God.
I just can't do it.
I know.
But here's the thing. These fake accounts, they don't stay fake for long. They always slip up some way, somehow. And even if it takes 1 day or 3 years to find out who the person is, they'll do it. Now, at this time, we have no idea why Shaggy chose all of us to say and do some of the same exact things to all of us. We have no idea why. Now, Shaggy says she has retired. From what exactly? Because you can retire today or 10 years from now, but your evil footprint that you left all over the internet is still there. You cannot go back and delete it all because we have it. Now, I'm not a police officer, a detective, a judge. Honey, I'm just a nobody. But looking at the things that we have discovered that Shaggy has said and done is criminal. But what's even more shocking of all of it is that she doesn't work alone. Most of them don't. They band together so that they can twist their lies and spread their rumors and make up the stories that did not happen or exist. Because all they ever want to do is see you and your platform on the ground. But why? Why would a stranger want another stranger to fail so bad? That's the question I've asked myself all year. Because I know one thing. If I don't like somebody, I'm not going to become obsessed with them to destroy their life. If I don't like someone, I'm just going to block them because I'd hope I never see them again.
Right.
I've done it quite a few times. There are several creators on this app that I don't like that I haven't even blocked. But I'll never get on the internet and tell you I don't like them. Who cares? Shaggy does. Either way, I'll be a voice for everybody. I'm quicker to stand up for somebody else than I am for me. I don't know why. I've just always been that way. But here lately, I've been finding more strength and more bravery to be a voice. And when I discovered that all of us had the same culprit, that was enough for me to say something.
I mean, I'm glad she did. And ultimately, I do agree with her when it comes to people who take it to that extreme. I think some people say that about commentary channels. And I tend to disagree with people when I'm like, okay, if you're on the internet, expect that people are going to have something to say and they could react to your content and whatever. And I'm not just saying that because of the show that we have. I've thought that forever. Like, I've just always been like, okay, if I make content or if I come out about something, like, other people are going to talk about it. That's fine. But at the same time, when you take it to that extreme,
that's not commentary.
That's way
like
beyond.
Just telling people that they should die or that they're like, they deserved their loved ones dying.
It's insane.
Like, what is wrong with you? So this is a creator talking about it. I'm not positive. I didn't have time to look at who this creator is, but this is kind of like giving an overview of who this person is and calling out her usernames because Mama Talk calls her Shaggy. That's not her username. It's actually Teddy something.
Oh, okay.
Hi, my name's AK, and me, along with a group of people who research bullies and internet terrorists on this app, have uncovered a lot of things.
Such an interesting niche.
Let's take you back a couple years. There's a woman on this app, and her name at the time was Sterling Williams. She had an account called Sterling Williams. Her main forte was going to Reddit and actually trolling and making horrible pages about people over there. Snark pages, they call it. When that's just a name for it's okay to bully and harass and manipulate and gaslight people and tell horrible stories that aren't true. Yeah, you know, that page. Well, we tracked her back to her very first name on Reddit, which was Butterfly2TO, and then the number 2. I'm going to read off a list of creators that she made pages on to harass them and bully them, make fun of them, talk nastily to them, tell them that she hopes that they DIE. The creators that she harassed under that name are Positively Page, Scott D. Henry, Ophelia, Perfectly Kelsey, V, Bonnie Lee, Brittany Jade, Shannon Willington, Maya Knight, Taylan Grace, and Hot Bish Tish. Back in 2022, some creators found out who they were, who this person was, because Sterling Williams was using her real name, all right? But then she caught on, and she decided to not use her real name anymore, and she swiped everything off of Reddit, so she thought, but Reddit has an archive, so it was all still there. So under the name Zucchini Quirky 40, she also harassed, stalked, and was obsessed with and made pages of Positively Page, Molly Ruth, Elizabeth Eats New York, NYC, Tara's Delusional World, Teal Kelly, Perfectly Kelsey, Emily Kaiser, oh, Rachel Reese, Gabby Egan, Brittany Jade,
oh,
Kaylee mm-hmm. Isabel, Regan 777,
oh, Kayla no. Jade, friend of the show,
Tiana a lot of them. Robillard, Lindsay Taylor, and Ophelia. The page that we had been researching for the last year was Teddy 24. Under Teddy 24, she made the pages for Ophelia, Elizabeth Teckenbrock,
oh,
Kayla Jade, Lindsay
we'll
Taylor,
let that one slide.
Elizabeth Eats NYC, Teal Kelly, Nadia, Positively Paige, Tiana
damn,
Robillard,
she's the most consistent.
Yeah,
though.
I was like, Tiana Paige got it for Ophelia. Every single time, yeah.
You'll notice that she went after some of the same creators, just with different names.
Yeah.
And she made pages, or she participated in pages, or she was mods on pages. And then she would come to TikTok and make TikTok accounts to harass and stalk and say horrible things to some of these creators. This is internet terrorism. This is deeper than just being a troll.
But yeah.
This is going beyond just normal bullying, if you can even say that. She breaks people down. She tears them down. She had somebody that had their whole page removed. They had over 1 million followers.
Get
over
it?
Lies. Trying to destroy people's lives with lies. This person always says that they never go real life. Well, I beg to differ. You have messed in everyone's real life because you've messed with everyone's mental health. And that affects us daily. Some of these larger creators might not even know who the person was that was trolling them. Initially, in the beginning, she went by Sterling Williams. And then once somebody found her out, she decided to go by all these other different names.
If you see any of those screen names in the comments, Lily, you do not tell me about them. Okay, I know there's a storm brewing. I just can't.
That's I was like, the more I was looking, you know, I was like, are we sure we want to cover this?
Or listen, Sterling, if you want to harass me, you're gonna have to give me one business month to read your comments that you leave on my Instagram, because I just do not go through them. Okay.
But we found her, and we're calling her out. We want to start a movement here on TikTok to take away the voices of the people who hurt and harm us for no reason. Absolutely no reason. People who are crying victim when we don't even realize that they are the ones that are harming us.
I mean, listen, I totally fucking get it. Obviously, these people are inventing 99.9% of times things in their head of the reason that they validate to do what they're doing. I get it. But at the same time, does this disarm them, or does it give them more ammunition? I don't know. I really don't know.
If they really are willing to go to like whatever lengths to keep doing it, like they can make more anonymous accounts. Like you might be able to expose them eventually if they do slip up, but it just feels like you
can't.
What does
the exposing do if those accounts aren't active? If they're not, like, yeah, well, yeah, that. But also, what does it really do exposing them when they're not influencers? So it's like all they need to do is make another account. Then when they get found out, make another account. I don't even know that it would bother them to see this. And it's a sad thing, because it's like, how do you stop them? But at the same time, I genuinely believe stopping them is saying, la-di-da, I don't hear you. You know what I mean? And genuinely not hearing them and not seeing them and not giving them that validation. It's not going to make them go away. It's just going to mean that you're not going to see what they're saying anymore. And that is powerful. I think that your world is your bubble.
Yeah.
And if they're not saying something in your bubble, to me, it doesn't exist.
But I think, like I said earlier, a lot of these creators, I mean, as evidenced by, like, we have talked about a lot of the people she just named.
Yeah.
Because we did have what I think are valid criticisms for. But again, I don't think they deserve to be stalked, harassed, and told to die.
Absolutely
obviously.
Not. That's a no-brainer.
Exactly. Yeah. But think of the fact that we were talking about them. That means that they were doing something that was worthy of criticism.
Valid.
So they do have likely a lot of people that they aren't compartmentalizing it as much as we might from episode to episode. So it's like they see someone do something shitty and then they hate that person. So it's breeding more, like, maybe slightly more mild versions of the main one that's spreading all of it. But there's people that will listen and people that will repost it. So it's not just this one creator you're ignoring. It's that they're starting stuff that then spreads because these creators do have people that don't like them for whatever reason. And then it's just giving them more fuel for it. Someone like chipping away at things that like you already are like sensitive about.
Fragile, I can't imagine
like that could really do damage. And the fact that a lot of people do disguise it as like, oh, well, I don't go IRL. And it's like, this is their IRL though.
This is life.
Like that. Yeah. There is no, like 100%. A huge line, but it's like, no, that's only on the internet, like, because I didn't call their work. Well, guess what, this is their work, so like this is that's what's the difference.
But I would like for her to know that it isn't your job to read every comment. You don't have to look, especially through the filtered comments, like you don't have to look at what people are saying. And I know that part of being a creator maybe feels like you're like sliding your audience if you do that.
I get that it does make you feel like disconnected then from some of the content that you're like, it doesn't feel as much like a community. I think also in situations like that, even maybe hiring someone to look at your comments for you.
Maybe. So
you
can that's a good one. Yeah.
You can get like some of the good ones and you can still get feedback and still get opinions from people without having to read all of it.
And it's not about an echo chamber and needing everyone to think the way that you think. It's just that the vileness of the internet can like, get so bad.
Yeah.
And it's not even, honestly, the death threats.
Not even death. I wouldn't even say those are death threats. The like the death.
Unalive yourself. That whole shit. All of that, you know, your mom, your dad, this, whatever. The only other advice that I can give her in regards to any of that is if you don't have to share something vulnerable about your life, like if it doesn't feel like this is something I really want to share with people, then don't.
Well, and that's what I said earlier about, I think that that's what a lot of these people have in common is they do maybe overshare.
They share a lot.
And it gets harder to then weed out people that care and like they're relating to your content and people that just weaponize it against you.
This is a really rough one because I do think that there's a fine line between like you chose to be on the internet and people who are obsessive and hateful. And it's just a never ending ecosystem where I don't think the two should ever coincide. Yeah. And then when they do, it turns into things like this.
Yeah, I think the most advice that I would say is to the people that aren't doing that, but that maybe get upset when creators do have to pull back and like not be as involved, where you have to ask yourself, like, why are they doing that? Is there, like,
it's probably for a really big reason.
Like, are, if you like their content and you want their content to continue, then you do have to kind of have some trade-offs sometimes.
100%. But I mean, I wish Paige well. I wish Ophelia well. I wish all of them well. Elizabeth, I don't know. But I do wish all of them well.
Like, speaking of, sorry, not to interrupt, but did you see the latest clip going viral about her? She has two new victims
that she scammed. I sure did. I sure did see that, unfortunately.
Maybe we'll actually cover
that. Maybe a future topic.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I have a lot to say on that topic. I've just been dealing with hate on the internet for so long. And I feel like I'm at the best place of my life with it, truly. Mm-hmm. And I didn't mean to make it about myself. If I did, I'm sorry. I was trying to like relay, like if Paige was watching this and just be like, no, like, you know, it doesn't have to be this way. I promise.
There's more to this topic, obviously. If there's 30 creators, like we could go on for
everybody has their
days.
Own story.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But that is pretty much the overall gist of what's going
on. Who this person is.
And there are increasingly more creators, it seems like, that are speaking out about it.
That's good.
I guess it's going to be interesting if they notice a change or if it gets worse or if what's her name, Sterling, Marjorie, whatever, comes out and
says
something.
I won't even look, but it will get worse.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely. Positively, Paige's snark Reddit is probably ablaze right now with people like, can you fucking believe that she's after Margaret? Like 100%.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a future teller,
but even the way she like prefaced it with the like, apparently that Marjorie is maybe deaf or like has a disability and stuff. And it's
I don't know the relevance there.
Well, and I think she probably brought it up because she's trying to like anticipate what people are going to say and like how they're going to react to her speaking out about it. I'm like, how do you even know?
Oh, she probably looked into it.
I feel like that was like how much that she's gone in her head is that she's like trying to like anticipate anything people could say. That sucks that like you're going that far, because
that's
it's like,
the point it gets
why
you
would you even have to
comments.
Bring that up? Because like, that's irrelevant to like, that doesn't give her a pass for bullying and harassing
anything.
And telling someone to die. Like that's stupid. So
somebody being deaf does not mean that they're not on Reddit typing a bunch of crazy shit.
Exactly.
Sorry, that has no correlation. And that's why when she was saying it, I was like, yeah, no shit. That doesn't have anything to do with this. Of course not.
Yeah. So,
well, wish you well, queen.
We need to move on to the next topic. Otherwise we will never get to it. But hopefully Marjorie Sterling goes away and also doesn't come after us.
Don't come into these quarters. Okay.
We girlies do not welcome you. We rebuke you. Okay. This next one is the one. This is the scary one that I was talking about.
Oh my God. That was the first one. Wasn't the scary one? I thought it was this one.
No, this is the scary one. Because you guys,
it is
if
scary.
You remember, one of my favorite topics we've done, I think, is the So Mink fiasco, where it was...
That's such a random favorite topic.
It was just so interesting to me. And this is, like, equally, like, just baffling. Like, the last one, it's like, how do you understand these people's psychology? This, I'm like, right. What the fuck are you people doing? To recap, the So Mink thing we had stumbled upon, it was this lady that did, like, she didn't have a license, and she was giving people lip injections. And she wasn't the only one. It was just, like, one example of it. This, shout out to Bose. She actually sent me this. She's like, Lily, I'm in a rabbit hole, and... Oh my God. And I was like, thank you very much. We'll be taking that.
Yeah, it's bad.
DIY Botox.
And we're both self-proclaimed Botox queens at this point. I've only gotten 12 units, but I do feel like I know something on the topic. Okay.
Frankly, I don't even know how many units I get.
Probably more than 12.
Quite, you get it everywhere, quite a bit right? More.
Like on the top?
Basically anywhere you can get it up here. I guess you can get it. Like, I know even like Megan, for example, gets it not cosmetically. I mean, she might get it cosmetically too, but she gets it like in her jaw for her TMJ. It like helps.
Because
basically what it does
people
is
get
it,
in
like,
their temples for migraines.
It like paralyzes. We won't go into the science of it, but it's basically a toxin.
No, but that's what it does. It paralyzes whatever muscle you inject into.
It's not like botulism. You can get botulism from it.
It sounds like botulism.
But it's like something like that.
And
yeah.
I noticed that when I got it. Yeah. No, also, it's kind of crazy to me because like my nurse practitioner that injects me and she's done my lip filler and all that stuff, she kept referring to it as tox.
Yeah.
I'm like, is that short for toxin?
Botox.
And it is. Yeah. No, but it literally is a toxic. Like, imagine they found something that could paralyze you. And they're like, well, what if we give it in tiny doses?
Exactly.
In just certain spots and it'll prevent wrinkles. And that's literally what they did. And it's kind of scary to inject it. And I was scared because when you get an injection, I felt some tingles down my face.
I will say that I am a big proponent of it. I think it is.
Not the proponent. Sponsored by Botox over here.
No, I'm like,
you do
I'm
Dysport
a big fan.
Too, or you do Botox?
I did Botox, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Did you do
Dysport?
Oh, I mean, similar. They do the same thing. I do know that there are side effects, and I've seen like horror stories of people that like.
Bell's palsy?
Or I don't even. There was one even that our researcher put in that I don't even want to click on it because it makes me uncomfortable. But it's like a girl like in the hospital. Like, it can cause serious issues. But it's not common.
I didn't know that.
Like, a lot of people get Botox and don't have any.
Ask your provider.
For sure.
This is not medical advice.
My point is basically that there are things that could go wrong even when professionals are doing it.
Of course.
So with that in mind, the insanity that is people learning, like getting a book on Botox and like teaching
it's
themselves.
DIY Botox.
That is what we're going to
be talking
about.
Literally DIY at home Botox. I could not believe it. When you sent it to me, and then I started looking at the examples.
It's mind-blowing.
I read some of the results. I was like, oh, God. Some people are full-on Jeffree starring themselves on purpose at home, but almost worse.
Yeah, well, so there are, curiously, people that, like, it doesn't look terrible, but it's like, well, it didn't look terrible
this time.
You're
the exception, not the rule.
Exactly, exactly. So people are getting this, like, I don't think it's technically Botox. It's not the exact same formula, obviously. There's one called Inatox. That's like the really
that's
popular
the one,
I've one
heard of,
and
yeah.
There people are getting it because
Korean,
you can
right?
Yeah, people are getting it because you can buy it online from Korea, and like similar to
legit.
The lip injection stuff with it was like the Hyaluron pens.
Oh yeah,
it's not FDA approved. You don't know where it's coming from. Like FDA approved doesn't mean it's safe and nothing can go wrong, but it means that it's regulated. And again, like you know where it's coming from. You know the distributor and stuff. This, you have no idea. You're getting it from
it's
a website.
It's not just that you know the distributor. It's that every aspect of regulation is not there, which means like you don't know how it was stored. You don't know if the like dilution, like everything it says on the bottle is actually what it is. FDA is not like a, oh, okay, anything that's FDA approved, let me put it in my body. But it's also like,
if it's not FDA approved, you just don't know. There's so many things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
The websites for these companies.
Are they all AI pictures?
Okay, well, there's one lady that I want to watch the video. She's doing frequently asked questions, and I'm pretty sure that she is AI.
Okay, perfect. The video is AI.
Yeah.
Got it.
There's two brands that our researcher found that I guess are big distributors of it. They're in Korea. They're not Korean-run brands because one of them had a lady that was like, oh, I don't usually show my face, but I just want... She's like speaking on a tragedy that happened in the United States. She's definitely white. It's like people that were in America went over to Korea, then started selling it back to people in America. One of the brands is called XQ, and this shows on their website that they have a VIP access, like, subscription service. Botox, perfect. I'll say right now, it's expensive. It can get up there. So this, you can just order it wholesale for like $30.
$30 a year?
I don't.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
It says gorgeous subscription, $30 a year. I'm gonna need it to be a little more than that for me to feel comfortable.
And also, you can earn points with every purchase and redeem for store credit. Also, I've seen a lot of the people that are doing it on TikTok, and they're like, oh, this is not, I'm not a medical professional. This is just me showing you what I do. But like, they're also giving tips and like giving people instructions on what to do. They all have coupon codes in their descriptions. So they're
the
like making money.
Yeah. Using the product?
Yes. So they're like, oh, it's like a borderline, like an MLM situation going on.
Oh my God. And it says XQ DIY site, access education forums and data sharing under construction though. So access it right now, maybe later.
But this is a company called Cellmate. Tell me this isn't AI.
Hi, welcome back to Cellmate. So before we were asking you, what do you want to know about Cellmate? Today, we're gonna talk about your most popular questions. Is Innotox available? Yes, it is. So feel free to go to the website and check it out. So perfect. The product arrived a little warm. Is it still safe for use? Yes, it's still safe for use.
The product is boiling under the Texas sun. Is that all right?
It's like, you just wait have a second. To refrigerate
Are you saying
it.
Though that this is AI?
Yes, this is an AI person.
Oh, I'm so cooked. I didn't notice that. At all.
You guys let me know what you think in the comments. I am fairly certain this is AI.
So when we ship out the products, we keep in mind the fact that it's going to start out cold and during the delivery process get a little bit warmer. That's totally fine. When it gets there, because it's heat safe, just
hand
make sure to put it in the fridge and you'll be all set. What are the best collagen boosters?
I'm sorry, this is a real woman.
I don't think so.
I will bet my life on it.
I would not.
This cannot be AI or I'm literally so fucked.
You are so fucked.
Am I just like completely fried in the fucking brain? This looks like a woman.
That's the
regular woman.
That's why it's so scary. I've seen a lot of videos of people going to like conferences and as I'm like using my hands all weird, of people going to conferences and like reacting to like, you know, like the whole commercial space has gone crazy because companies are like, oh, I can make an entire commercial and it's like one person can do it because you can make fake AI people and you can have them doing like everything is AI. And they are freaking out because they're like, what the fuck? What do you mean this is fake?
Okay, so maybe I'm not that cooked. Maybe
it's
No.
It's just like crazy. But I just, there's something about this that it screams AI to me. Just take a quick look at the actual website I have linked on there too. Similar to So Mink, because that was the thing. So Mink was, she was like doing the injections on people, but she was also selling it on her website. She was like reselling stuff that she bought like from random other websites. Looked very similar to this, where it's like you are just buying syringes and all these like,
oh yeah, and this is the Innotox I keep seeing on people's page. $88. I was curious about how much it cost. $88 motherfucking dollars is insane. I want you guys though to see what it is that people are doing, because it's like one thing to explain that, oh, they're getting this Botox, they're this and that, but to see how haphazardly people are doing it is insane.
So when you get Botox, they map out the different, like they'll usually mark on your face, like where they're going to do it, because they'll like, smile, raise your eyebrows, like do this. So they can see where the muscles are. And they're also professionals that have studied this and like, know they're nurses. Usually they know where to inject and they do it based on your face. These people are literally looking up like Botox face mapping and then being like, okay, this looks right.
All right, here we go. Gonna give this a fucking whirl. Let's hope I don't ruin my face.
Oh my God.
All right, we're going to.
She's just like
just
going.
Start.
That's just she didn't even I mark.
I see like some little ones, yeah.
That one might not have been deep enough.
But she injects like a centimeter under those.
It's crazy. And just very haphazardly, just like
slow.
Kind of. Oh my God.
Oh, I went so fucking slow. That was painful because it was slow. Oh, I got a shaky ass hand.
Like, oh my God, shaky ass hand. Yeah. Maybe
Which
you shouldn't be doing your
I
own
do
Botox.
Want to acknowledge 100%. Obviously, Botox is not accessible to everyone. I have friends that really want to get Botox and they literally can't. They can't afford
but
it.
But I don't think this is a solution.
I know. And I don't know what the fucking solution is. That's the problem. But it's like, it is really dangerous in terms of like, if you weigh the pros and the cons, like the cons could greatly outweigh if you do happen to be the person that injects in the wrong spot or something happens. Like, obviously, it could be really bad. So like, it breaks my heart because I know these people are doing it because it's more affordable, obviously.
100%. But
at the same time,
you can't.
Fuck.
Yeah. This was an example of a girl that's like, oh, this is just personally what I do. But I also think she was one of the people that has in her description a coupon code. Most of these people do. So they're being like, oh, no, this isn't medical advice. But also, here's how I'm going to make money off of selling it to you.
Innotox. I told you I was going down the rabbit hole. This is what I'm learning for myself, not for you. I am not a medical professional. This is what I'm learning to do myself.
Oh my God.
When you're injecting on your forehead, you always want to go 2 fingers above.
Everybody's fingers are different sizes.
I can't.
Okay, got it.
Want to treat your forehead.
Not the slanted
in
line.
In these areas.
Literally.
With the forehead, you want to do a zigzag. Line?
Like, oh, just a zigzag.
Genuinely.
Picasso with it. Okay.
Now for my 11s.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Short period.
Now, since I have hooded eyes, I want these to go up.
All right.
I don't want my stuff to go down. So when I treat this area here, I want this, these units to be more than these units. So if I do 20 units here, I'm going to do 10 units.
I do think that's right. I remember my nurse practitioner saying
I don't care.
That. But like, yeah, it doesn't matter if you get some parts of it right. It's still all wrong.
Eyebrows. I will.
Oh my God.
Go in here. Because I want mine to lift up because I have very hooded eyes. And then you could come down here.
She's also basing that off like just where her eyebrows are, not
for your crow's feet.
Like anatomy of the face.
Also, the way that she's marking her face right now is not even like the way that my injector did it is like, okay, as much as you can, like squint your eyes.
Exactly.
So I can see exactly where you need it. Well, I think she's post Botox, so not much is moving.
True. It's wild to see how confident she seems to be while saying this also. And then what is the craziest to me is how many people are in the comments being like, oh my God, where do you get it? Oh my God. Yeah. Like, tell me more.
And I mean, again, it comes back to like, they probably are just like, fuck, like I've always wanted Botox, but I couldn't afford it. But it's like, okay, well.
But it's, that's what the problem is, that people like this, that are like, oh no, it's just for me. It's not medical advice. And it's like, oh my God, you're encouraging other people to do it. And maybe you aren't going to have any issues. But what if someone did? And then it was because you made them think it was 100%. Like something they were capable of doing.
And I almost wouldn't be that offended by this because I do know that people look for accessible things and like it's almost like harm reduction in a way where it's just like, okay, if you can genuinely educate people on things, then I do think that's valuable. If you're gonna do it, then this is a way to do it. But this is not even proper education. Like she's just like, okay, and then a boom and a boom and a boom and a Picasso and beautiful.
They read like a book, or now also like people are gonna watch this, then they'll do it themselves. Maybe they don't have a horrible experience, so then they tell people how to do it.
Friends,
and it's like
and it's
five people
snowball.
Removed. And suddenly right. It's like, none of you have any idea what you're doing.
You want these to come out a little bit.
Boom, boom, boom.
So this is how I will map my forehead.
Perfect.
Oh my God.
Beautiful. Never been done before.
Great. Cool.
Okay.
Oh,
okay,
this one we watched. But I sent it to you and we were like, oh.
I screenshotted this queen, I must say. I sure did.
Okay. So here's your long-awaited Botox, Inotox, update. I got Inotox 100 units from Sellamade.co. There's lots of creators on here that have like coupon codes for 15% off. I just recorded this whole video that was like 6 minutes long.
Here we are. That's the screenshot I sent Lily. Wow. Wow. Ma'am, you did too many units. All I see is your eyes. Like literally her whole face.
It's giving Jeffree Star when it was
laughing, but it was like, yeah, this is insane. And you put way too many units in your face and now your face is paralyzed, unfortunately. Obviously it is temporary. It doesn't seem like you botched yourself to the point of needing to go to a hospital or anything, but this is an example of, I think, poor injection.
One Botox blindness as well.
Right.
I'd already drew it up on my face. So I did two units. On your forehead up here, very shallow. You just go in very, very shallow. Use an insulin needle. You can get those off of Sellamade too, or I got mine off like a pack of 30 for like $7 off Amazon.
Oh,
then great. Then if you want to do your, I think this is the glabella. You got to go four units here. And you just hold, this is a pretty deep one. And then these I went in at an angle. Not
what kind
deep.
Of an angle?
And then if
not
you
too
want
deep, you just kind of feel it out.
Brow lift, you do two units just right here, superficially under the brow. And then I did three injections of 2 units apiece right around my eye for crow's feet. And those are very shallow as well. Again, I am not a
what is shallow?
Right, right. No, and that's what I love about this. It's very avant-garde, very, you know, just feel it out.
Up to interpretation.
Queen.
Yeah.
Yes, I love that. She's really just like vibe it out, see what happens.
I did my DAO muscles. That's easy to figure out your DAO so you hit the right muscle.
Right. Oh my
it's
God.
One finger over.
Super easy.
One finger.
From your mouth.
If your finger's thicker, then you may fuck it up.
Her marking multiple places down there, I'm like, I mean, I don't have like a bunch of face wrinkles, but it's like, that's like gonna mess with how your mouth moves. And like,
I think if you're doing lower half, that's a doctor. Absolutely. I think anything should be at a doctor, but I think
I
can almost
should be a doctor.
Right. But I can almost sympathize more with people who are doing the upper, you know what I mean? The crow's feet, the whatever. And I know that it could go so horribly wrong. Like, obviously don't fucking do it, but lower half for what? Literally for what? You don't want to fuck with your jaw. Let me just tell you that right now. Do not mess with
and
your jaw.
Like the movement of your mouth and your nose. Like that's so much to fuck with.
That's how I found. And you can like feel it.
Perfect.
I can't hardly do mine right now because obviously I've got talks in them. But those I did 4 units a piece in. And then those are actually,
so she used the whole bottle.
I would say.
Right.
I probably stuck that needle in like halfway. Yeah. Not too deep, but like halfway. And then I did 3 injections here on my chin. I did 2 units a piece. And then I did my master muscles. So that one's like
Did you say my master muscles? Not master.
And you can feel if you have big master muscles like me, you can literally
I thought you just pronounced it wrong.
When you clench. Now those you can put into, like, or you could put up to 50 units of tox into those master muscles, depending on how strong they are. I did all of my units on the very low end, starting out, just because I'd never done it before. So I could probably use some more in my masters.
Really?
No. I did 6 units a piece in those 3 injections, and it kind of looks like a triangle. So I did that, and then I did do some of my platysmal bands down here.
I can't.
The
neck?
You just grab...
It's fucking insane.
Crazy.
And you just inject 2 units,
She literally is like, I injected my entire face everywhere. Well,
she's saying, she's like, 2 units, 2 units, 2 units. No, how far down, no anything. Yeah. Not that I'm saying that she
Well, she said halfway in at one point.
Oh my God. Okay, so there was a doctor that did react to her, which I did find funny.
Yeah.
Shocker. He was shocked.
He didn't approve.
Not too deep, but like halfway. It's a lot cheaper.
Let's talk about why this is a huge mistake. And no, before you say it, I'm not telling you this so you'll come to me for Botox. In fact, I don't even want to do your Botox. Innotox is a type of botulinum toxin made in South Korea. People are buying it online because it's cheap and they're injecting it themselves. But here's the problem. Innotox is not FDA approved in the US. That means it's not regulated at all. You have no idea if what you're getting is real or if it's been stored correctly or if it's contaminated. And it gets worse. If these black market toxins are mishandled or dosed wrong, you could develop botulism. Not the frozen face kind. I'm talking real, actual, life-threatening botulism.
It is actual. It could cause botulism if it's not mixed properly.
I've already forgot what he said, what it's called. It's botulism or something. I don't know.
There's no hope but to remember that.
I'm like, it can cause botulism though.
Wow. Oh my God.
This is something we almost never see when Botox is used properly by trained professionals. So yeah, I get it. Do-it-yourself Botox might seem like a way to save money, but it could cost you your health or your life. You only get one face. Treat it like it's worth something.
I mean, agreed. Honestly.
This isn't, you can't really see much, but she hit a blood vessel, I guess, when she was doing it. So she said there's like a hematoma in the middle of her forehead.
The fuck
so
up.
You can see like a little raise. It's not like super noticeable, but like, don't
surprise.
Inject your face. Yeah.
So this is for my girlies, my guys who are thinking about doing Innotox, which is the Korean version of the brand name Botox.
Oh my God.
I trust Korean stuff. I mean, they got the freaking best skincare, right? So my dumbass said, okay, well, for my fine lines and wrinkles, like I take really good care of my skin and I do a really good skin regimen, but I was like, I got this. I can do this. I got a medical background. I watch plenty of videos, medical videos.
No.
Man, it's not for the faint of heart. I was so confident. My confidence level of just doing it was like a 10. Now, mind you, this was 2 days ago. And I swear, if this turns out bad, I will never do this again. What they don't show you in these videos, and you see all these girls doing this, is how close you are to veins when you're doing this. And they really don't go into detail of depth perception, the exact needle.
Yeah.
Yes, I understand certain angles. I did all that research. I know where the muscles are at. But just FYI. So I was doing my 11s and I was doing this area right here. So I got this area, I marked it out, had it all mapped out beautifully. But this area right here, I went in, I think at a 45 degree angle. And it really started bleeding because I hit a frickin' blood vessel. Got a little hematoma happening right here. With that being said, I know that's going to go away. But how are the final results going to happen? It's only been a couple days. Results haven't kicked in yet.
By the way, it takes like anywhere from 3 to 10 days for it to fully kick in.
Like just in general, I feel like that's any Botox, right?
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah.
All said and done. Who knows? Because I just decided to be a dumbass. I'm only laughing because that's all I can do at this point to just like calm my nerves on that situation. My confidence level, once I hit that, was I went from a 10, oh, I got this, I can do anything in the world because my parents said I can, to you're a dumbass.
I mean, you know, at least she acknowledges
it. At least she's self-aware. Yeah. So I haven't seen this one yet, but I did come across another one where it was like someone that actually went and got Botox done, that she had like a weird side effect that her eye is just
was
closed.
Completely shut. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is a TikTok sound, so we'll mute it. But it says on screen, my daily reactions to my messed up Botox. And she also is like, her eye is not shut completely, but it's like,
it's not as shut as the one that we saw, but yeah, it's like droopy.
Right. And, but just also closed a little bit. Yeah.
And then this is going to be Dr. Pimple Popper reacting, who actually, do we know them? Yes. I went and I didn't get anything done by her, but we went for 2 different beauty tripping episodes and met her. She was very, very nice.
You did? Oh my God. I used to watch her videos all the time to go to bed.
Oh, you got ptosis, didn't you? That can happen from Botox, although it's rare. It has to do with the injector injecting too low and the Botox traveling to your muscles of your eye so that you can't open it up as much. The good news is this is never permanent. It will fade. It can take some time. There are eye drops that you can use that can help to temporarily open your eyes. And no, your sense of humor is taking you far. It will go away. And this is a good lesson for everybody. Know your injector and who is treating you, okay? Make sure they have a lot of experience.
What if your injector's you? Then we're in trouble, yeah, mama.
You know, maybe self-doubt is a little good in that situation. The girl that I'll insert the clip here of the girl that her eyes just closed. She even mentions that like they gave her drops to put in it, but like that didn't do anything. And hers, it's like closed. And she even has a video where she like taped it open.
Oh no.
I felt so bad for her. But yeah, it does go away when that happens, but like, there's also then more serious, like I told you, there's a girl where she's like in the hospital and like it affected like her. She talks different and like it's concerning.
No, there's so many things that could go wrong. Please never do this at home. Honestly, I understand people wanting to get it and not being able to afford it. That makes total sense to me. But at the same time, Botox is temporary. Nobody really needs it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I got it and then I questioned myself. I'm like, why did I do that? Like I get it, but just be careful. Don't do things for beauty at the expense of your health.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and be like, don't get Botox. It's like, no, right. I personally really enjoy getting it, but no one needs it, especially no one needs to do it themselves. Like no one needs it that badly. You have to weigh the consequences. Let's watch one more just because I was like, holy shit. And the comments, it's like mixed. Some people are like, oh, wow, girl, maybe stop. And other people are like, how'd you do that?
So I love the way my results came out with my... No.
Fuck me, bro. Why do you show me shit like this that's gonna make me be a bitch?
look at the comments.
Not the girl, where do I do my order?
I know, I told you they're mixed. Some people are like, yeah, do it. She says, oh my God,
can
keep
she
watching.
Move her face?
Whatever no. it is. Cause like, I don't even have one line anymore. But I didn't do my forehead cause I was just experimenting. And this, I love how that came out. So I got more, so I'm going to do my chin.
You got more.
My forehead and
right. Watch when she lifts her, like.
Oh, my crow's feet. I'm going to do my crow's feet too.
Oh, great.
Okay, so let me show you before. So my forehead, this one haven't really come back yet, but I'm still going to do them all. But like.
Oh my God. Like,
she said, look,
boom. Bose. See, I don't even know. I have to confirm if this is the one she was talking about. But Bose was like, I just saw one where the girl is showing that it's like she has just a block of muscle that all moves.
No, that's her. No, that's definitely her.
For sure.
And her doing it around her mouth explains why she cannot speak.
Anyway, so
Jeffree Star.
We'll see that in a couple days.
Then... Not the smile.
Those aren't crow's feet. Those are just smile lines.
That's your skin. Like, it's just actually like, just
that's
moving.
That's what happens when you, like, squint. Like, I don't understand. Yeah.
There's certain movements in your face that can, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're, like, really expressive, which I don't think is a bad thing at all. But
no,
I can understand that.
I understand, like, it's like if you have prolonged, like, you do the same expression and you'll get, like, a line or something.
A very
that's
deep
not
wrinkle.
What she's showing.
No, she's showing, like, skin, like, just, like, begging to move.
And then my chin, we're going to figure that one out, too.
What do you mean your chin?
Literally 12 hours after I did it. So I bruised myself, but we're not going to talk about that. But
Of course we're not.
Like that. Oh my gosh, she's frozen. Going away.
Anna, is that you? Elsa!
Those feet are already gone.
Oh my god.
And
what are you?
The chin dimple.
I just know she can't suck through a straw. Just like the guy from Christmas with the Cranks. I just fucking know she can't. God bless, Queen. I wish you well. Oh, I hope it fades away quick. And I hope somebody discontinues you from purchasing on that website because it is not going
to
go well.
I just like can't believe that you, like, oh my God, the fact that you can buy it. And it's just like, oh my God, go to this website. It's $30.
Holy shit. That was the best one, dare I say. Save the best for last.
That's another rabbit hole that we could continue to go down for like another 3 episodes, I think. But we're going to call it there.
We won't say we won't be back, but you know, that's it for now. Anyway, we love the internet.
Indeed.
Oh, I found this video earlier, and I fear this is my daughter. That somebody may catch her on YouTube in about 5 years doing this exact same thing. On screen, it says, the one time my mom said no to being in my YouTube video, and I ended up exposing her secrets.
You know what? I'll be right back, okay? Hi, I'm back. She said we'll do this later, so I have to go night-night. That's what she calls it. And she said that she'll come next time, have makeup on right now. She doesn't have the makeup on and stuff. She kind of does have pimples, so she needs a lot of makeup on and stuff. So, yeah, bye.
Oh my god, that is your daughter. That's
like,
happening.
Fuck my whole life, that's going to be me.
Oh my god, I'm dying. This is so random, but it was making me crack up. And I mean, it has 259,000 likes, so I feel like people agree. But hopefully you find it funny as well.
So boys, scroll away. I just want to talk today about being your husband's piece and how much I love to be my... All right, the men have scrolled. Ladies, gather around. I'm so glad we were able to sneak in this meeting of minds. I do believe we must consider our recruitment for when we are finished constructing our formal advanced society led by we, the fairer sex, theys, and gays. Boy, these will be fabulous, won't they? The tunnels are almost completely dark. I'm glad to tell you. I have availed myself to be married to a man against my better judgment. But I must say to you, I've grown quite fond of mine, as there's a good timbre to his voice, and I do love the shape of his ears. He has been quite happy living under my dictatorship. Upon the creation of this society, I do think we'll have use for some of the men. And I'll certainly want to keep mine as companion, but please, girls, please. He's quite handy, and as I said, I've grown fond of him. Our journey will be arduous, and someone will have to tend the horse. In the meantime, I do think we should recommit ourselves to being far more difficult. Recalcitrant. I believe we've
perhaps... Honestly, I'm so impressed by the accent and just like her ability to say this. I don't know what the fuck she's talking about.
You live like little tyrants, rededicating yourself to being rather mutinous would be a good use of your time. Sorry to trouble you with this when we have so many preparations to worry over. Oh, and don't forget, we've sent the poll round, Frisia or Lavender, in the town square. Martha needs to know by Wednesday so she can get those ordered. Please do be prompt with that. Martha's worked very hard on the community jacuzzi garden.
Jacuzzi? Instead of jacuzzi?
Jacuzzi was my favorite part of the entire thing.
Jacuzzi. You know, I've been thinking garden. Of getting a jacuzzi in my backyard. I'm very excited.
Oh my god, you should.
That. Oh no, it's
really
happening. And
that.
By thinking, I mean it's happening. I love the caption. Favorite tampon eyeshadow hacks. Nothing to see here. I love a good tampon eyeshadow hack.
The whole thing had me crying. It was like, she's so good. She really committed to the bit.
If you guys have made it to the end, we appreciate you very much. But that is all we've got for you. Next time you see us, we will be in quite the costume. So I hope you guys enjoy that. But as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend. And we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers. Happy October.